Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, February 19th, 7:31 Central Time. Thursday morning means we get to chat with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Thursday morning.
Happy Siberian Thursday morning. And from what I understand, even if there are listeners that are tuning in via the internet from live streaming from Florida, they are waking up to cold weather also.
Yeah. What is it, like 50?
Something like that. Something like 32 degrees. And it's going to be actually the funny thing is on Facebook the other day, I have a cousin's son who grew up in New Hampshire and lived in Worcester, Massachusetts. And I guess Worcester is like the place that has gotten the most snow, and moved to California and has been out there maybe 2 years. And I saw a post the other day of this little girl on a trike with a little hat on. They're somewhere north of LA. And it says, well, I'm feeling a little bit out of the weather loop. So today it was a little cooler, misty, and I think it only got in the 50s. And he got a lot of nasty comments from the other people. So happy cold Thursday to you.
Yes, it's one here in St. Louis. And just to give you an update, 60 in Irvine, California, and 45 in Port Charlotte, Florida.
Okay.
Rough, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
Gotta get out the winter coats.
45, get them. Yeah. And if it were 45 here, we'd be getting out our shorts. Or not, maybe not that. Well, last week, if you recall, in our devotional time, we talked about, I looked at 1 Corinthians 13, and we talked about that whole, well, actually love. The whole segment. Talked about love and how caring for each other shares love. And had shared a quote from one of our care companions at one of our senior living communities at Lutheran Senior Services saying, when care comes from the heart, care touches the heart. Well, I thought I would expand on that a little bit today. Of course, this coming Sunday is our Bowling for Wellness, and all of the lanes, 26 teams, will be bowling for wellness this Sunday.
That's great.
It is great. And our Bowling for Wellness program, for those that might not have heard about it, it's a fundraiser to raise money for our wellness kiosks that we can place in our affordable housing sites, which are our apartment buildings for older adults who live on limited incomes. So that allows them to monitor their health and really places them at less risk and can communicate more results to a doctor when they need to go to the doctor. So it's a way for our lower income seniors to actually take charge of their health. So it's great. We are looking forward to a great Sunday. I unfortunately will miss it. I am heading home north to Minnesota, but I am certain everyone will have a marvelous time. And that made me think about all of the various things around the organization that support where people go out of their way to host something or do something that supports someone else. Mm-hmm. And of course, on the air, we often talk about our benevolent care, which is our financial assistance for older adults who outlive their own financial resources. And so we took a little tally just asking the executive directors around our senior living communities, what type of activities beyond the big ones we host, like we host the golf tournament every year. We host our every once in a while we have our cabaret for a cause or tie one on, scarf one up, that sort of thing.
But
around brunch. Well, yes, that is one of them. Around our organization, here are some of the things that individual communities host for benevolent care. At Hidden Lake, the Benevolent Brunch, which happens every fall and I believe has raised in excess of $20,000 and had a matching grant for that. Wow. Meridian Village is something very similar, only this time this past year they did an evening at the winery, an afternoon at the winery. Concordia Village in Springfield, Illinois, takes their chapel offerings. So they have chapel once a week with a pastor there. That's the chaplain. They take their chapel offerings and then they donate that toward benevolent care. At Merrimack Bluffs, there's an event that I believe is going to happen yet this spring called Works of Heart, where artwork is donated and then the auctioned off, and those dollars go to benevolent care. Laclee Groves has a chili cook-off, but also has an opportunity, and many of the listeners may be familiar with Laclee Groves and may not know that in the when we did some renovation at Laclee Groves, we put a chapel courtyard where there are memorial pavers that can be purchased. So those pavers are purchased in memory of, maybe in memory of someone who lived there, someone who loves the Clee Groves and wants to just give a gift in memory of someone else, maybe in honor of a church. But those memorial pavers then are placed around the statue of Jesus that sits right in the chapel courtyard, right outside where the chapel is. And those proceeds benefit the benevolent care there. Breeze Park has a benevolent brunch. That's kind of, we're getting a theme going, as does Lutheran Hillside Village in Peoria. Lenore Woods in Columbia, Missouri, this year started something different this past year, a 5K race that they got people going with the 5K race. So a lot of employees and their families did a 5K race. Heisinger Bluffs and St. Joseph's Bluffs in Jefferson City do a Christmas cookie craft sale, and then they also do a homes tour. So people can tour the patio, the different apartments there and that are decorated for Christmas. And then finally, Richmond Terrace right here in Richmond Heights has a spaghetti dinner. And then last year started something which was called a Toast for Seniors with the Shafley Brewery that was there that donated proceeds on one of the Monday evenings.
Oh, fun.
So there's a variety of things, but the point being, the heart of our own residents that live in our senior living communities want to care for others who may not have the financial resources they have. So it's yet another measure of caring for the heart.
I think it's just because they like to get together and have fun.
Maybe it's the food. I think that might be. Because if you other than the 5K race, other than the 5K race, we've got cookies, we've got chili, we've got spaghetti, and we've got our brunch. So yes, I that may be the common theme.
So these are my kind of people.
So that leads me into the devotion on Lent fasting.
Oh.
No, actually, yesterday was Ash Wednesday, so I wanted to have a devotional thought today, and we do have staff devotions at the home office at Lutheran Senior Services, and very often, I will be in those devotions on Monday morning and think, I really like that. I want to share that on KFUO on Thursday. And of course, our devotion on this past Monday was in preparation for Lent. And I learned something. I didn't know this. Now, I did look it up later, but the whole origin of the name Lent. Now, I found a couple of different sources, and so you may know something more specific, but our leader the other day was talking about possibly being connected to a Latin word that means to lengthen. So it was associated with that, the lengthening of the days. Another source I saw said that it had to do with another word. I can't remember the origin of the word, but it was had to do with spring. And so you think about that, and you think about the lengthening of the days, and then you think about that length of that 40 days. And of course, all the symbolism with 40, how many days, 40 days there were in the Bible, and of course, most significantly, the 40 days of Jesus in the wilderness, where he withstood the temptations of Satan. But I think that the for me, the other interesting way that Lent was talked about was it's a spring training of sorts. It's your opportunity to get in shape. So I thought it was pretty amazing this morning. I heard them start reporting from Florida for the Cardinals for spring training. But, you know, that whole idea of being a period of preparation, getting in shape for Easter, that whole idea of repentance, the U-turns are permitted. From chapter 2, verses 12 and 13, the Lord said, it isn't too late. You can still return to me with all your heart. I am merciful, kind, and caring. And of course, from Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation. And the leader ended with that phrase, and if you see it, it means more. So I'm going to use it on the radio, and everybody has to imagine it. So know Jesus, N-O, know peace. K-N-O-W, know Jesus. K-N-O-W, know peace. So blessings on everyone's Lenten journey as we take a look at our own reflection, our own repentance, and we start our journey toward the cross because it is the journey that Christ Jesus took for us. Mm-hmm. We are sinners. We do not deserve it, but the wonderful gift of forgiveness and grace that is now ours through faith in Christ is amazing.
Mm. And that's what we proclaim here on Worldwide KFUO. And great way to carry out that Lenten journey. Study God's Word, hear God's Word, gather with brothers and sisters in Christ to hear God's Word and receive His good gifts.
And I do appreciate, speaking of that, I do appreciate the Bible studies that you have here on KFUO. I know when I get in the car and I drive to work following this, then you're always chatting with a pastor mm-hmm. that is from one of the congregations around, Lutheran congregations around the Synod, and later on in the day. So that's always an appreciation, especially when I think of older adults whose eyesight may be failing, mm-hmm. and you are providing for them a listening opportunity to still dig into God's Word.
Well, thanks. I enjoy it. I enjoy the opportunity to get to do that every day, to get to study God's Word. Well, God's blessings on your week.
And, thank you.
And we'll be watching out for some of those events that you were talking about that happened throughout the year.
As soon as I know a date for sure, confirmation on, I believe, Works of Heart is coming up, I will start to talk about it on the radio. And if anybody has any artwork that they want to donate, or especially if they're an artist, an original piece, my goodness, that would be marvelous.
Wonderful. Well, if you like music, stick around. We're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. Jane, thanks for coming in. We'll chat next week. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after this break right here on Worldwide KFUO.